congratulations, the Republican Party.
Oh, I just love the president, the former president. He's just absolutely wonderful. And what an amazing speech. I got to tell you, every time I watch the president and he comes up with something good, and I always say, you know, that's the best speech, or that's the best line he's ever given. The fact is, I really do. I think yesterday's speech may have been the best speech he ever gave. And he's had some stemwinders. I mean, he really honestly has. He is absolutely amazing. And I'll let you hear more of the president. In fact, he went after Biden on the border. You know, the kids in cages thing. And then all of a sudden Biden's throwing kids into containers. Little container apartments. Fortunately, they have air conditioning. That would be the other thing. They'd say, oh, well, why do they give them air conditioning? Unbelievable. This is great stuff. But anyway, a little bit later on, if you missed that litany of rhinos by name, we'll let you hear that. We'll let you hear that again. It's just great stuff. You can't invent this stuff. What the Democrats are doing. It's incredible. Secretary of Health, no, I'm sorry, of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, said that 1,000 people coming across the border every day illegally is not a crisis. It's just not a crisis. They say it's a challenge. Boy, are these people messed up or what? Don't forget this hour of Live and Local, brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller, Mueller & Associates. Here's the number, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Coming up top of the hour, a guy that ran for governor in the state of Nevada. He is Jared Fisher, and he's the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. He is going to be on the road again, on his bicycle, going cross-country. This guy is fearless. All that and more coming up after 5 o'clock. I'm Kevin Wall. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 4:31, as we check out our traffic cams right now, you are bumper to bumper as you try to work your way through the spaghetti bowl there from the Henderson side. 515 eastbound at Main Street. That is causing some delays on that flyover ramp as you leave Interstate 15 northbound to merge on to 515 east. Also look for some congestion, 515 westbound at Charleston. Reduced speeds through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, pretty much both directions, beginning around Tropicana, northbound and southbound of 15 at Owens. You'll touch the brakes through there. And do expect some slow flows, too, into the bowl. 95 eastbound at Rancho. And we're getting slow flows on Interstate 15 southbound. That is at Bonanza.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they are back at it this evening as they match up against the Minnesota Wild. The Wild bringing the NHL's longest winning streak with them to Vegas as they have won 6 straight games coming into tonight's contest. Tonight's game is also going to be the first this season with fans allowed at T-Mobile Arena. About 2,600 fans are going to be allowed to be in attendance. The UNLV men's basketball team, they're coming off a good win in the finale against Fresno State on Friday, 68-67. They're next in action on Wednesday in a makeup game against San Diego State. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
It's crunchy!
Creamy!
sweet.
Salty. Nature Valley sweet and salty peanut bars. Bursting with crunchy peanuts, dipped in creamy nut butter coating.
Delicious.
Nature Valley. If you're very quiet, you can hear it. The joy, the freedom, the crunch. From 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer with Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Granola Bars. We are better outside.
Lately, we're doing a lot more at home, which means we're doing a lot less driving. With pay-per-mile car insurance from Allstate, you only pay for the miles you drive. Drive less, save 50% with Allstate. You've never been in better hands. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
Includes a daily rate. Prices vary based on how you buy. Not applicable in California. Based on annual premium paid by Allstate Standard Auto customers versus Allstate pay-per-mile customers who drive an average of 4,000 miles a year. Savings vary subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates. Copyright 2020 Allstate Insurance Company.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500 or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, I always love it when administrations of all types end up sending out their representatives to the Sunday shows, and they expect that they can explain away stuff that is, you know, in the news. Well, Jen Psaki is the presidential press secretary and was on with Chris Wallace. So she was going into enemy territory. And the one thing I love, this is cut three, by the way, guys. She had trouble explaining or defending the COVID-19 relief bill with all the money that has nothing to do with COVID-19. Nothing to do with COVID-19. But Jen Psaki went on, Fox News Sunday, and had trouble defending the COVID-19 relief bill. Here she is.
President Biden has taken to asking critics of his COVID relief bill, what would you cut? The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office says that more than one-third of the total bill, $700 billion, would not be spent this year, but would be spent between 2022 and 2031. So how does that qualify as COVID relief?
Well, first, Chris, the focus of the package is getting direct checks to the American people, getting vaccines in the arms of Americans, and ensuring that people who need help at this very difficult time can get it. But people also have to plan. Schools have to plan to reopen. They need to do budgetary planning over the course of years. Businesses need to do that as well. So this package is meant to, of course, provide immediate direct relief, but also provide a bridge to help us all get through this crisis.
But let's take one specific area that you just mentioned, schools. The bill would give $170 billion to schools from elementary through college, but the CBO projects that 95% of that money, again, won't be spent this year, but will be spent from 2022 through 2028. And let me drill down even further. $480 million of the COVID relief bill, according to the CBO, would go to the arts, humanities, museums, libraries. Again, what does that have to do with emergency COVID relief and getting kids back into school this year?
Well, first of all, the 90% of this package goes to address the twin crises we're facing right now, Chris, which is getting the pandemic under control and helping the American people go back to work, helping them get the relief they need to get through this period of time. Schools are like businesses, Chris. They need to budgetary plan over a period of time. Some have to front load changes, whether it's to their facilities or ensuring that if they have to hire additional teachers or bus drivers at this point in time to ensure they can do safe social distancing. Well, they have to plan over the period of time. I'm sure I don't want my kids to be going to school where they have to fire teachers next year or won't have to be able to do the facility upgrades necessary in order to ensure they're going to school safely. That's exactly what is included in this package.
That's Jen Psaki. Yesterday, Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace. I'll just tell you, sometimes they send these people out, and I feel bad for them because they're trying to defend the indefensible. I mean, they really are. I mean, you know, all this money going to the humanities and different, they're not going to COVID relief. I mean, it's a joke. It is a joke. Anyway, just to update you, the House has passed the bill, and now it goes on to the Senate, and we'll see what the Senate does with it. They want to have this thing done by the end of the week. The end of the week. Because March 14, a lot of unemployment programs run out. By the way, want to remind you, tomorrow on this very program, the guy that is on ahead of me is going to take his headphones off in studio, come out to a telephone and talk to me on this show. Charlie Kirk will join us at 3 o'clock tomorrow, and we'll talk about the return of Donald J. Trump. We'll talk about the passing of Rush Limbaugh and a whole lot more. And by the way, who are the next leaders of the conservative movement going to be in our country? And it ain't just going to be one person, because Rush is irreplaceable. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Same great shows, new times. Wake up with Mike Gallagher weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Heidi Harris from 9 to noon. And Charlie Kirk from noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
This is your Money Minute. I'm Steve Siddall. The year 2030 is a pivotal year for U.S. demographics. According to the U.S. Census Bureau's 2017 national population projections, by 2030, all baby boomers will be older than 65. What does that mean for those getting ready to retire now? For answers, we turn to America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta. Coach, what do you think of that?
Well, Steve, it's all about having a proper plan, isn't it? I mean, we look at, well, we're putting money, we sock money into 401ks or wherever, individual stock market, whatever we're doing to try to build money for retirement. If you are doing that, now I'm speaking your language. If you're not, it's time to start, because most companies don't have pensions anymore. So we have to build our own pension. Building our own personal pension, very important. We call it pension maximization. Based on the money we've put away in our 401ks and the money that we put in the market or whatever, we have lump sums. I call that a lump sum time bomb because we really don't know what that lump sum can translate to as far as a lifetime income that neither us or our spouse can outlive. Steve, that's the most important thing for peace of mind in retirement or approaching retirement is knowing that we have income that's going to be there all the way through retirement. Way too many folks listening don't have this done. Every single time we meet with folks, about 5 out of 6 people have never heard about this. So let's make sure to get that pension maximization plan. You can also do it yourself if you want. You go to wealthreportcard.com, but we'll do it for you in a 22-step process behind the scenes. We start with a blank piece of paper. We design a plan based on what you want, need, and desire, based on what you put aside. The next 10 people who call, Steve, this is over $1,000 value because I'm going to give you a box set and a set of books as well. $1,000 value to get that peace of mind taken care of, no cost right now.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada-registered financial advisor.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It is race week. I'm all geeked. And there are actually going to be fans in the stands. Not many. Like what, 12,000, 15,000, something like that. But hey, it's still, you know, the Pennzoil 400 will come off, the Xfinity race, the trucks on Friday. It's going to be a big week, and I'm very excited about it. By the way, we're going to be getting a chance to visit with Chase Briscoe. He is with the Stewart Haas Racing Team, and he is an outstanding. In fact, many say he's going to be the Rookie of the Year in the Xfinity. So we'll find out about that. Tell you what, let's do it. Let's go to Carl. Clinical Carl, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Kevin, I'm very glad to hear you got your shot, that you're not one of these insane anti-vaxxers. I'm glad to hear that.
By the way, former President Trump apparently got his shot in January.
Well, good for him. I'm glad that he did. What I wanted to bring up real quick was you're praising him so much at the CPAC thing. I got a great laugh out of it. Let me see what you thought when they rolled out that little bloated golden idol of Trump wearing the American flag for shorts, and people actually there was a video of a couple of people actually on their knees bowing down in front of it with their hands out raised talking to him. I mean, it's a cult. This is ridiculous. Are you religious of any way? Do you know?
Yes, I am. Roman Catholic.
What happened to golden idols? Golden idols.
Oh, I know. I know. All I know is this is a president. And Carl, I gotta leave you on that note because I'm running short on time. Yeah. This is a president. And I've got signs that I saved from the campaign, promises made, promises kept. The only promise that he did not fulfill, the only one, was the one about Obamacare, fixing Obamacare. He incrementally toyed with it, but never really put his stamp of approval on a master plan to improve the delivery of health care in America. He didn't do it. But it's the only thing he didn't do. He built a wall. He rebuilt the economy, not once, but twice. I'm just telling you, this is a president that did amazing things. I want to go back to the president because he went after Joe Biden on border security. I mean, it was, and it wasn't, It wasn't nice. This is cut five. This is cut five. This is from CPAC yesterday. Going after Joe Biden on border security. Here it is.
Joe Biden's decision to cancel border security has single-handedly launched a youth migrant crisis that is enriching child smugglers, vicious criminal cartels, and some of the most evil people on the planet. You see it every day. Just turn on the news. You'll see it every day. Under my administration, we stopped the child smugglers. We dismantled the criminal cartels. We greatly limited drug and human trafficking to a level that nobody actually thought was possible. And the wall helped us a lot. And we protected vulnerable people from the ravages of dangerous predators. And that's what they are, dangerous, dangerous predators. But the Biden administration has put the vile coyotes back in business, and it has done so in a very, very big way. Under the new administration, catch and release has been restored. Can you imagine? We work so hard. Catch, you know what that is. You catch them. You take their name. They may be killers. They may be rapists. They may be drug smugglers. You take their name and you release them into our country. We did the opposite. We not only didn't release them, we had them brought back to their country. Illegal immigrants are now being apprehended and released along the entire southern border, just the opposite of what it was 2 months ago. They weren't coming because they couldn't get in. Once they think they can get in, they're coming, and they are coming at levels that you haven't even seen yet. By the hundreds of thousands, by the millions, they'll be coming. The Biden administration is now actively expediting the admission of illegal migrants, enabling them to lodge frivolous asylum claims, and admitting them by the thousands and thousands and thousands a day, crowded together in unsanitary conditions despite the ongoing economic and public health crisis, COVID-19, or as I call it, the China virus. There's no masks. There's no double masks. That was a new one that came out 2 weeks ago. First, Fauci said, you don't need masks, no good, no. Then all of a sudden he wanted them, and now he wants double masks. No social distancing, no nothing. They're together, and it's sad, actually, and it's sad for them, and it's sad for our country. What the Biden administration is doing to push young migrants into the hands of human traffickers and coyotes is dangerous, immoral, and indefensible. Hard to believe it's happening. Biden has failed in his number one duty as chief executive, enforcing America's laws. This alone should be reason enough for Democrats to suffer withering losses in the midterms and to lose the White House decisively 4 years from now.
Oh, I tell you, the president was at his best yesterday at CPAC. I absolutely loved that. When we come back, the president made a defense of women's sports, the likes of which I don't think I've ever heard. And we'll try and see if we can squeeze that in coming up in our next segment. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Heidi Harris.
Former acting director of ICE, Mark Morgan, can now speak freely now that he's no longer a part of the administration. Can't wait to hear what he's got to say.
Heidi Harris, now weekday mornings 9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids with five simple truths. One, you cannot legislate the poor into prosperity by legislating the wealthy out of prosperity. Two, what one person receives without working for, another person must work for without receiving. Three, the government cannot give to anyone anything that it does not first take from someone else. Four, you cannot multiply wealth by dividing it. Five, when half of the people get the idea that they do not have to work because the other half will be forced to take care of them, and the other half realizes that it does no good to work because the government will take what they have worked for and give it to people who have not worked for it, that is the beginning of the end for any nation. I'm Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, 369-1321, 369-1321, 369-1321.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, I want you to hear the president, cut seven, a controversial Biden policy impacting women's sports. Listen to this.
Joe Biden and the Democrats are even pushing policies that would destroy women's sports. A lot of new records are being broken in women's sports. Hate to say that, ladies, but got a lot of new records. They're being shattered. You know, for years, the weightlifting, every ounce is like a big deal for many years. All of a sudden, somebody comes along and beats it by 100 pounds. Boom, boom. Now, young girls and women are incensed that they are now being forced to compete against those who are biological males. It's not good for women. It's not good for women's sports, which worked so long and so hard to get to where they are. The records that stood for years, even decades, are now being smashed with ease. Smashed. If this is not changed, women's sports, as we know it, will die. They'll end. It'll end. What coach, if I'm a coach, you know, I want to be a great coach. What coach, as an example, wants to recruit a young woman to compete if her record can easily be broken by somebody who was born a man? Not too many of those coaches around, right? They are around. They won't be around long because they're going to have a big problem when their record is, we're 0-16, but we're getting better. No, I think it's crazy. I think it's just crazy what's happening. We must protect the integrity of women's sports. So important. After. Is that controversial? You know, somebody said, well, that's going to be very controversial. I said, that's okay. You haven't heard anything yet.
I just love this. Listening to the former president is just absolutely phenomenal. I Absolutely love it. Coming up in our next hour, a guy that has crossed the country on a bike. He has crossed the state of Nevada and ridden to what? All 17 counties. He's at it again. He's leaving some